Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
In our search for the secret of the death ray, we'd followed up many clues and landed in many dangerous situations. Often the clue was a word, a name. And now we had the most sinister of them all, Chaco. We knew he was one of the six scientists who'd reached South America after working on the secret weapon in Europe. And we knew also that he'd been busy rounding up information from his colleagues. In his quiet and tenacious way, Angelo, Sir Giles Davenport's servant, was making inquiries. Meanwhile, Sir Giles and I were trying to identify the opposition. Helena Jansen, Faye Corelli, Hetty Fitzhenry, or all of them. Suddenly, the suspicion fell on the lissom French-Italian dancer, Faye. It was after an abrupt phone call to Sir Giles' apartment from Helena Jansen.
Is she hung up on you, Carson?
Afraid so, sir.
What an incredible type of woman.
It becomes more and more intriguing.
Indeed, intriguing is the word. I'd say this was a shock move to throw the suspicion onto someone else.
I don't see it that way, sir.
Man alive, I was sitting here all ears when you were talking to her. She tells you that the arrow that polished off Anton Zarovsky belonged to your divine dancer friend.
So?
Then you demand to know where she came by that very interesting morsel of information, and she hangs up on you. I ask you, old chap.
Not quite as sudden as that, Sir Giles.
Well, you were on the phone.
She explained that she hadn't recognized the shaft of the arrow when I showed it to her this afternoon.
I didn't catch that.
Then she said this. She'd seen Faye with the arrow.
But how?
She hung up.
By Jove, Carson, these women are determined to run us round in circles.
Determined?
Yes. These lady loves of yours weaving quite a net.
Yes, sir. Would have its amusing side, but for the prize at stake.
Yeah, of course, old man, of course. Takes the mischief out of the thing.
To get back to Helena's lead. She surely wouldn't say such a thing without some grounds for it.
You'd hardly think so.
Yes, but why would she throw the suspicion on Faye so openly?
Well, after all, Carson, this afternoon you did ask her about the arrow.
True.
Though it seems a very sudden change of pace.
Exactly, sir.
Then let's analyze it. Miss Helena Jansen is our number one suspect.
Well, was.
Is, or was, please yourself. But we do know that she was a British agent, a renegade.
But for reasons that aren't clear.
Now, there you go again, Carson, defending the woman.
Oh, it's a weakness of mine, sir. Like to defend them all, I suppose.
You do something to them, I must say. But to press on, we may assume that Miss Jansen is part and parcel of our rival agents. Perhaps the freelancers we've been told about. Perhaps the major continental power we haven't identified. Perhaps the one, two, or three other starters in the field. But we may assume, as I say, that she's working with one of them.
Assumed, sir.
Now, Carson, for all her exotic beauty and femininity, Mademoiselle Corelli hasn't exactly passed our scrutiny without arousing considerable suspicion.
True, sir.
She may not be quite as naive and helpless as she makes out. She claims that she lives for her dancing and that alone. Apart, of course, from a sidelong glance or two at Monsieur Bruce.
Thanks.
But she may have time to work on the quad for one of our rivals. Now, Carson, Miss Jensen may well be trying to remove Mademoiselle Corelli out of the picture.
See what you mean.
Well, look at it this way. We'd like to remove all our rival agents so that we could carry on the search impeded.
And our rival agents naturally have the same sentiments.
Oh, precisely.
Well then, Sir Giles, this calls for a visit to the White Tulip.
The White Tulip?
Blanca Tulipa, the place where Faye dances.
Oh, yes, of course. I was forgetting she's left that El Rocco place. Why exactly did she leave?
Well, the stares of the loud dressers were becoming a trifle too brazen. Doubting it, sir.
With all due respect to Mademoiselle Corelli, I find it hard to believe that she'd take offense at the stairs.
Well, that's her story.
It deserves scrutiny. Well, on your way, Carson. I can see that you are just dying to get there.
You care to come, sir?
No, old man. Nothing worse than a gooseberry, especially a doddering one.
Oh, wouldn't say that, sir.
I do envy you. But, of course, we mustn't forget the real purpose of your visit to the White Tulip. What was Mademoiselle Corelli doing with the arrow that killed Anton Zarovsky?
make sense. But then Zarovsky, the second of the scientists we'd managed to locate, was very effectively put beyond the reach of our questions. So I took a taxi to the White Tulip, rather better fitted than the El Rocco, rather more subdued crowd. I was shown to a table and busied myself with a drink and a pipe.
Ah, the pipe.
Fay, at last.
I know the pipe, monsieur, but the face...
Name's Carson, remember?
I did know Monsieur Bruce Carson once.
Lucky girl.
But I decided I must forget him.
Oh, how so?
Every moment of the day and the night I think about him. For him only do I dance. I throw myself at him. He breaks my heart.
Sounds terrible, Tad.
He was so nice. But all of a sudden he go away. He not tell me just go. So I decide I must forget.
Yeah, but he only went away for a few days.
When your heart is like mine, monsieur, a day can be an eternity. Where did you go? Why?
Oh, just a jaunt. No particular purpose.
Just a jaunt?
So?
You call a jaunt a matter of 1,000 miles?
Now, what have you been hearing?
And it is no particular purpose when you chase after someone else?
Uh-huh.
That is why I forget you.
Oh, sit down, my dear. You're rocking the boat.
I don't care if I turn the whole boat upside down.
And drown the customers? Now, please, sit down.
For a second.
Good. Drink?
I do not drink with customers.
That puts me in place.
Besides, I have my dancing to perform.
Well, mind if I imbibe?
I do not mind what you do, whether you drown or poison.
Huh? Oh, well. Here's to a horrible death.
No.
You will not drink?
Never a toast like that, Monsieur Bruce.
Well, here's hoping I'm forgiven.
All right. You drink that and hope.
Good. Here goes.
But I am still smoldering. Why did you follow her?
Follow who?
Monsieur Bruce, do not make it worse by appearing to be the hurt and innocent boy. I mean the one with the red hair.
Oh, Hetty.
Oui, Mademoiselle Hetup. She is not good for you. Why you follow her all that way?
So that I could hasten back to you, Fay.
You not win me over by that smarm. Not tell me.
Oh, quite simple. Hetty was out to paint Bird, King Condor, high up in Andes. Being bird watcher, I decided to go along. Great sight, you know. 14 feet across, wingtip to wingtip.
Is that the only reason?
You want me to get down on bended knee?
Oh, no, none of that silly stuff, Monsieur Bruce. The management will wonder what crazy friends I bring to the place.
All right, then. But am I forgiven?
Oh, I suppose so. I am not the kind to be angry for long. That is what happens for being the soft and open sort that I am.
I'm happy now.
Me too, Monsieur Bruce. Now that you are back, you will stay and watch me dance.
Naturally.
I dance especially for you. Then I come back to you and I share a drink.
We'll make a night of it. By the way, my dear, I didn't know you'd taken up archery. Anything wrong?
How you know this?
Well, Little Bird told me.
What sort of birds you watch, Monsieur Bruce?
That's true, huh?
Oui. But I am so disappointed. For you, it was to be the surprise.
Say again, Faye.
For you, it was to be the surprise.
That's what I thought you said.
You see, Monsieur Bruce, you are such an expert on these strange weapons that I think I surprised you. I discover how to shoot with a bow and arrow. I joined the school for the archery.
You did, eh?
Of course. And that is how you discover about it, no?
Well,
Oui, it is. I know.
If you say so, leave it at that.
But now it is no surprise.
On the contrary. Howsoever, you haven't been losing an arrow by any chance?
You mean loosing or losing?
Both or either.
No, Monsieur Bruce.
What now?
All of a sudden, I remember. Where I leave them, I mean.
Bow and arrows?
Oui, in my dressing room at El Rocco. Oh, I must remember to get them.
Not the sort of place to leave anything, judging from what I've seen. I hope you don't find anything missing.
Why you say that?
Oh, just a remark. Let pass. Howsoever, there's a fellow getting up on the bandstand. He's looking over this way.
Oh, it is me that he wants, of course. I must prepare for the dance. Watch me, Monsieur Bruce. Then I will be back for the rest of the evening with you.
Thank you.
danced, as only she could. And in the early hours of the morning, I found myself back at my hotel thinking things over. Faye had taken up archery as a sport. It seemed plausible enough, and her reaction to my snap question genuine enough. So we were getting nowhere in our attempt to identify the opposition. However, some progress had been made in another direction. The following evening, Sir Giles asked me to come at once to his apartment. Angelo was back.
Indeed, Carson. And the stout-hearted rogue has quite a morsel of information for us.
On Chaka?
Si, senor.
Tell him, Angelo, tell him.
Well, it is not first-hand. You will understand that, senor.
Right.
It came from a relative who has been in touch with another relative, and that one with a person that I do not know yet.
I told you about these relatives, Carson. Arangelo has a secret network of them, right through the city and elsewhere. Worth their weight in anyone's gold. But do continue, old man. Carson's all agog.
Si, Excellency. The name Chaco can be associated with a search for the lights that never go out.
Search for the lights that never go out?
That is all.
Intriguing, but what's it all mean?
That's what we've got to find out. Oh, pardon me a moment. Hello?
Oh, Monsieur Sir Giles, I have a message for Monsieur Brun. Will you tell
him? Oh, it's you, mademoiselle.
Oui, oui. But will you tell Monsieur Brun?
Yes, sir, steady on. He's right beside me.
There is no time.
Then what is it?
Tell him that I have been to El Rocco, that the arrows and the bow are missing, and that...
Mademoiselle! Mademoiselle Carilli! Someone's hung up, I fear.
Someone's making her scream.
A normal thing to conclude, old man. You heard, no doubt.
Sir, archery outfit missing from El Rocco. But someone apparently didn't want her to tell me that. She's in trouble, Sir Giles. And if we go to her rescue, there's no knowing what we might find out. And so, the arrow business wasn't over and done with yet. The mysterious Chucker had been associated with a search for the lights that never go out. Meanwhile, friend or foe, there was a lady in distress in Operation Death Ray.